USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he'll reach his vaccine milestone of 100 million doses of coronavirus vaccine administered in his first 100 days. He said he'll reach that goal sometime on Friday.
58 days into our administration, we will have met my goal of administering 100 million shots to our fellow Americans.
At the White House, the president says this is a time for optimism, but not the time to let our guard down.
I need all Americans, I need all of you to do your part. Wash your hands. Stay socially distanced. Keep masking up as recommended by the CDC. And get vaccinated when it's your turn.
The president says 65% of people in the country who are 65 or older have received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
As surges of illegal aliens migrate across our southern border, the Biden administration plans to house as many as 3,000 unaccompanied children in the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, here's John Clemens reporting.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the White House needs to answer some questions about setting up these so-called decompression centers.
How long will these children be here? What countries have they come from, and what COVID variants have they been exposed to? Are they being tested for COVID? And if so, how is the administration handling those who test positive?
The children are believed to be mostly from Central America, with one newly arrived child identified as a six-year-old. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Earlier this week, President Biden said yes when he was asked if Russian President Vladimir Putin is a killer.
I said, look in your eyes, and I don't think you have a soul. And looked back at me and said, we understand each other.
The Russian president responded to him, saying Biden's comments reflect the past and current problems of the United States. Attorneys general from about two dozen states are suing to overturn President Biden's cancellation of a major pipeline. USA Radio's Lance Pry has an update.
21 states, nearly half of America, has filed a lawsuit Wednesday against President Biden and his decision to fire thousands of union workers by revoking the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline, a line that carries crude oil from Canada to Nebraska. Texas and Montana attorney generals argued in the complaint that Congress, not Biden, has the authority to change the national energy policy. Biden revoked the permit for the pipeline on his first day in office through executive order, citing climate change. The pipeline itself is virtually pollution-free and the greenest way to move 800,000 barrels of oil a day. Since tanker trucks can only hold 190 barrels of oil, it'll take over 4,200 diesel engines a day just to move the oil. Train cars? They hold 700 barrels of oil, so it would take 1,142 train cars running diesel engines to transport the liquid nearly 1,200 miles it needs to go. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.